all due respect, you got no idea what it's like to be number one.
You didn't learn your limitations. I have no limitations.
I am cold. I am emotionless. I am at peace, ready for war.
You clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in. I am not in danger, Skylar. I am the danger. A guy opens his door and gets shot, and you think that of me? No. I am the one who knocks.
Game on the line. Who will take the last shot?
Me.
That's a dumb question. Me.
You will find the strength to do what needs to be done. Kill the boy and let the man be born.
That's the difference between a hero and a coward. There ain't no difference. Inside, they're both exactly alike. Both scared of dying or getting hurt. But it's what the hero does that makes him a hero. It's what the other guy doesn't do that makes him a coward.
Let me be very clear. I'll never give up. Never.
You want to beat the king, right? The current king.
You're looking at the current king, Ariel. You're interviewing the current king.
I just never had to worry about nobody ever bullying me again. Because I know I would kill them if they...
I've ridiculed everyone on the roster. I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what he wants.
When you're running... You run for hours.
Days.
What? Days?
This is where we hold them. This is where we fight. This is where they die.
I feel like I fight from something a little bit different. You know, there's a dog inside of me. Either you have it or you don't.
There's a difference between who you are and what you are. And what I am when I step on that court is when I become that. I am that killer snake. You know, that I'm stone cold, man.
This rematch, he should have killed me when he had the chance, because now I'm back and I'm going to kill you and your whole f***ing team. You and them kids.
This is my f***ing time.
Antonio Montana. And you? What you call yourself?
My name is Tom Shelby. And today, I'm going to kill a man.
Come on, somebody out there said I'm working harder than you.
Sometimes I look in the mirror and get little frights as well looking at myself because I am an absolute animal, a machine. So I probably wouldn't want to fight me either.
Oh, big connection late!
All I gotta say, I'm him! I'm him, guys! Guys, there's an El Matador! He is running away from Abu!
The only way out for me at that time was death. I'm going to be a Navy SEAL. Or I'm going to die trying. If my body said, Roger that.
And I'm telling you from the bottom of my soul, it is so easy to beat people today. They are so soft. They have no work ethic. No one can stick with anything. Everyone's distracted. They're on social media. They're counting their notifications because they can't stick with
Maya. Hey, so what now? Say something! So what now? The most dangerous guy here. I got a gun for everyone. I kill everybody. All the weapons. Nobody can stop me. If I die, I die in the cage. I come die in the cage. I'm dying in the cage. I never leave that cage. Now it's my home.
In 16 hours' time, this man is gonna learn that if you disrespect a person's kindness and take it as a weakness, you must pay. Tomorrow night, I'm gonna make this man pay with his life, and I mean it. You're dead in that octagon tomorrow night.
You can't touch me, you're not man enough. Come on, you bitch. You're scared coward. You're not man enough to f*** with me. You can't last 2 minutes in my world. Look at you, scared now. Scared like a little white dick. Scared of the real man.
I wish they would let me next door so I could spit in your face.
When I say I am God, you think I'm joking or not? I'm not joking. When I come on the field, I feel like that. I feel untouchable, and I feel I will smash everyone that comes in my way.
A big challenge or big pressure is like a fire. It's like a raging fire. Either you can allow this fire to consume you and just take you over completely, or you can gain control of this fire and harness it, and you blow it right at your opponent.
I built it! Me! Brick by brick! And I'll be damned if I let you tear it down just because you don't like the way another nigga talk!
He's the biggest man I've ever seen. I wouldn't want to fight him.
That's why no one will remember your name.
Yesterday I give you slab, Artyom, I give you slab. You eat this like a woman, like a baby. What happened now? Something change? Or you with 30 people? Let me know, and that's it. For you, this one for Conor, like this. Let me know, and that's it.
But could you lose if you lose this fight?
I'm not gonna lose.
You say that in the last minute of the second
countdown. I am not gonna lose. Did you hear what I said?
Thank you.
You want to know the problem, my friend? The problem is a lot of people out there are afraid of the work. They're scared of the work. But that's okay, because they can give all that work to us. They don't know the outcome of work, my friend. You get stronger. You get better. You get more developed. You never quit. You never give up. You persevere through the work. That's all right. They can give all that work to us.
What, a vertebrae or what portion?
Spinal.
Accept the pain. Smile at the pain. Embrace the pain. Zbogom, pain is the gatekeeper of destiny. Pain is there to ask you one simple question. Do you really want...
Got trembling in bones. He's the homo sapien, I'm the homo superior.
Know this. I don't know when it's gonna come, but it's gonna come. And when it come, bam, baby, good night.
Alhamdulillah, tomorrow night I'm gonna smash your boy, guys. I'm gonna smash your boy.
You gotta decide whether you're a wolf or a sheep.
All I have in this world is my balls and my word, and I don't break them for no one. Do you understand?
Everybody's game face. Like, we're going to war with each other.
This is my life, and I'm willing to die to beat you. I will die to beat you.
Be prepared to do that.
Listen, stop feeling sorry for your fucking self. Well, come on, then. What's wrong with you? You're too fucking down. You got a bone of shit on the fire.
From which he is cut. That is a dejected...
Oh! Oh! No way! Oh! The belt's headed to the UK!
Don't doubt to me, so I couldn't do it. The old said I couldn't do it. Look at me now. Look at me now. Pound for pound. Headshot. Death.
If one of us go to war, we all go to war. We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
You know we've been fighting for one and still fighting to this day. To this day. To this day.
You can act like a man.
What can I do? What can I do?
What's the matter with you?
I try to fix it. I did everything. I showed them compassion. I showed them mercy. I walked away. I was the bigger man. And look where the fuck got me.
At practice, when I'm training and doing games, I switch my mind to something else. I switch my mode into something else. Right? For me, it's the equivalent of Maximus Decimus Meridius and Gladiator picking up the dirt, smelling the dirt. It's go time.
That's what I got through our gun! I can even see my mind! That's why I can see one gun! It can be even the ballers! It can be even the ballers! Who can you get see my mind? He can be even the ballers!
Stop it! Because there is no negotiation when it comes to your success. You either do it or you don't. And there is no in-between. I'm sitting here on my break during work, running miles on end in my goddamn Timbs. So you go, you work, You push because there is no excuse. There is no excuse.
Top 10. Ninth place. Eighth. Seventh. Sixth. Fifth. Fourth. Third. Second. Second. Second.
I feel lethal, on the verge of frenzy. I think my mask of sanity is about to slip.
I never take my eyes off my opponent, even if he's ready and pumped and he can't wait to get his hands to
sign the contract, big boy. Sign the contract.
Come here. Send a message like location. I'm gonna come. Whatever you want, doesn't matter. Ireland, New York, Brooklyn, or Moscow, doesn't matter.
You've got to create a lot of different emotion to heighten your sense of awareness and focus. Like, for me, anger was good. Anger was good because it was motivating. The more I could create an enemy, the more I wanted to go out and kill those guys.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure you never forget the night you stepped in the octagon with me.
Can you be with me? That's the reason why I'm crying, because I'm not that person no more. And I miss them. Because sometimes I feel like a bitch.
I just want to mow people. This is what I want to do. You know, doesn't matter, Dustin, Tony, or other opponents, doesn't matter. When I go to the cage, I mow my opponents.
Out of the 100 men that go into war, 10 shouldn't even f-ing be there. 80 of them are just targets. 10 do most, of, or 9 do most of the fighting. One is a warrior.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Come on!
When you're in that cage, you are that character. And when you leave there, it's something completely different. But when I'm in that cage, bro, don't f-ing touch me. Don't talk to me.
I'd slap the head off your whole team, one by one. You and your big brother.
I stalked him like my prey. And now I have him. On Saturday night, I will eat his carcass in front of his little gazelle friends. And they can do absolutely nothing.
When the war drum sound, the people that have been to war are the ones that actually say, let's think about this first. Because, like I said before, and like everyone says all the time, and they say it like it's no big deal, but war is hell. When you take an 18-year-old kid, and you're going to go put him in a situation where he's going to have to kill people and possibly get wounded or possibly get killed himself, that's a traumatic experience. And so before you do that, you should think about why you're doing it and understand if the people have the will to fight. And the will to fight, as I've said many times before, the will to fight is the will to kill, and it's the will to die. And those are some pretty big wills that you need to have.
I was gonna rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Clock is brought to you by Mojo.
I'm gonna smash your face in. You. How about that for a message?
Come on! Get it! 17!
They don't know me, son!
Get it! 18!
They don't know me, son!
Get it! 19!
They don't know me, son!
Yeah! 20! You got
they don't
some
know
more,
me, son.
21! Yeah! Get it again! Come on, we want to see it. Good, 22.
Who's going to carry the boats and the logs?
That's you, buddy. Come on, 23. Come on, 24. One more, David.
Who's
one more?
Carry the boats.
You're going to do it. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. You did it. Yeah.
Who's going to carry the boats?
Get up. An undying will, commitment, the effort. Even if you get knocked down, you get back up, and you get back up, and you get back up, and you continue to throw shit against the wall. Because you believe in the purpose, you find value in it. He said, I failed over and over and over and over again, I failed. And that's why I succeeded.
I'm not afraid to die, not, but no one's gonna disrespect me, and no one's gonna write nonsense about me without me retaliating back.
This is a brutal sport. This is not a gentleman's sport. I keep saying this is not a gentleman's sport. We don't ask to hit each other in the face, but we does anyway. And you can ask any doctor around the world, he'll tell you the head is not meant to be hit. Anybody can go. And on this particular time, we have bad blood against each other. This is the only sport where you can kill a man and get paid for it at the same time. It's legal. So why not use my right to do so?
The fire is coming. We're firemen.
Okay. We are firemen!
You got it, Coach.
The heat doesn't bother us. We live in the heat. We train in the heat.
Yeah, so
it tells us that we're ready. We're at home. We're where we're supposed to be. Flames don't intimidate us. What do? We control the flames. We control them.
Go.
We move the flames where we want to.
Let's go.
And then we extinguish them.
Everything that crawls is gonna pay.
Maybe it was your time to lose. You didn't think so.
Lose? I don't lose! I win! I win! That's my job! That's what I do!
This week they asked me fight with five different guys. Hey, I say, I'm tired about this. If you can bring King Kong and he can make 155, let's go.
I'd rather die. I would rather die than be that loser guy. You want to walk out that door a loser, or do you want to walk out the door a winner? That, you know, I'll fight to the death.
I own this town. I own Rio de Janeiro. So for him to say he is the king and I am the joker, if this was a different time, I would invade his favela on horseback and kill anyone that was not fit to walk. But we are in a new time, so I'll whoop his ass in July.
You looking at? I strangle you in a heartbeat. And you as well, you little Jew's head.
Slap at you.
You nut.
Hey, when you're hurt, how do you feel? You lay down, right? You take a second. You go, you know, you take your vitamins, you do your thing. When I'm hurt, I love it. I love that feeling because it's real. That's the most realest feeling that you could ever have.
Really? Oh, so that's how you're going to play it. Are you going to do this? Okay, fine. That's all I needed. That's all I needed for him to do that. And it became personal with me.
Check. Wow.
Yeah, Conor McGregor, you're taking everything I work for, mother. I'm a fight, sure. You know what's the real fight and what's the real money fight is me, not these clowns that you already punked at the press conference. Don't no one want to see that. You know you beat them already. That's an easy fight. You want that real right here.
Made me have to look at who I am as an individual. Do I want to do the training? Okay, fine, I can train. But do I really want to diet? Do I really want to give up time with friends? Do I want to be misunderstood? Am I okay with scrutiny?
But there's a mother out there who wants what you have, who wants the position you are, who wants the job you have. There's someone out there hungry and wants everything you can have.
Don't put on the show, freaking win the game. Don't put on the show. You win the game. Don't put on the show. You win the game. Don't put on the show. You freaking win the game. You don't put on the show. You win. You get in the paint and you finish and you win and you defend. You rebound and you play together. Come on.
Let's go. Let's get it.
Let's go. Let's get it. Hey, you know, 3-1-2-3.
5 minutes before I come out, my gloves are laced up. I feel my knuckle piercing against a tight leather glove. When I come out, I have supreme confidence. I'm scared to death. All during my training, I've been afraid of this man. I thought this man might be capable of beating me. I've dreamed of him beating me. The closer I get to the ring, I'm more confident. Once I'm in the ring, I'm a god.
When you entered the fifth round against Kelvin, you said,
"You're not gonna beat me. I'm prepared to die." I signed my death warrant right there. If I'm ready to die, I'm ready to kill. You have to be willing to give something up as well.
Oh, nothing does. Yes. Oh,
I got one eye. I got one eye. He's not impaired. He got ears. I got one eye. Big deal. If he take one, I got another one. I'm ready to fight. He didn't want to fight. I'm ready to fight him right now.
There's human beings that have different temperament and different minds and different mentality and a ruthless competitive drive that's almost terrifying to the ordinary person. If we were living 1,000 years ago, he would be on a horse with the biggest battle axe waiting in the back, hacking heads off, and everybody would be running.
So when your plan fails, when those Boston laws get too heavy, when you get knocked down the fucking canvas, when everything falls apart in your life and your plan is up, what the are you gonna do? There's only one option. Stay in hard.
This is Sparta!
I take it life. That's what I do. Rockman and those that didn't have their eyes haven't seen what I've seen. I'm ordained for this. I've been to Valhalla. I've seen the most vicious and most cruelest and coldest white people in the world. They accept me. He can't stop me. Him.
Listen, I'm not going to keep telling you the same thing. You understand me? You got to stay behind that tank. Keep your hands up. You understand me? You're making this fight closer than it got to be, Carl. You got to keep your hands up, son.
Nothing against Edward.
Oh, well.
Careful.
What you gonna do? Oh, well. You gonna do something over there?
Be careful.
Shut your mouth. You gonna wrap one on one shoulder, and gonna wrap the other on the other shoulder, and you're gonna need an army to come take them belts off me.
Stop! Stop, baby! Stop!
And my grassroots background, we don't back down from anyone. And that's what got me in trouble. I don't play games. I don't kiss anyone's ass. And I'm a real man. And that's why, regardless of being a fighter, anything, I'm a man. And that's why I want to be a man. And if I die, I want to die a man. I don't want to die a bitch.
Damn! Come on, damn! Squeeze it! Ah! Yeah! Kill me! Squeeze it! Squeeze!
He's waiting for the crowd!
Yes! So I looked him dead in the eye and I said, Uva Moher, which means you will die in his own language.
Look into my eyes, little man. Little Brazilian. Uva Moher. What you got to say now? Face to face. Man to man, what you got to say? You got nothing to say.
You want to know how you become better? You work hard. Work hard. Become better. 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 Work hard. And become better, my friend.
A lot of people, when they think about working out, they think of it as being a physical thing.
Right, no. I saw working out as a way for me to build calluses on my mind. I had a callus over the victim's mentality. So I always equated training to mental toughening.
You be that warrior in that garden. All right? And you stand strong. You be a strong man. You be a good man. And you just let the world rage around you.
Are you a good guy trying to be bad? Or are you a bad guy trying to be good?
Oh, sorry. Oh. I think I am a bad guy that's trying to be good.
I'm from Brownsville, Brooklyn. I'm not afraid of nobody. In the ring or out of the ring, they got a gun or a knife, and I'll show him that too. Mike, I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull and show the real world champion is the best fighter in the era.
Tough times create strong men. Strong men create easy times. Easy times create weak men. Weak men create tough times. He said to me, many will not understand, but you have to raise warriors.
Mr. Shelby, you're meant to be resting.
I have learned something, Francis. There's no rest for me in this world. once in the next.
In any fight, it's the guy who's willing to die who's gonna win that itch.
Yeah.
And I know if I'm gonna have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch.
So, you wanna be a fighter?
Son, you know, once you start, there's no going back.
I know.
This means total commitment. Once you begin the path, there is no leaving the path.
You are out, man.
Hey,
you, man! Who put this thing together? Me! That's who! Who do I trust? Me!
Shut your mouth, you'll do nothing. You'll do nothing. Not one of you'll do nothing. Get the out of here. Get the out of here.
You're up 2-0. What's the story? Are you not happy, or you're only half happy, or
still to be happy about?
You're up 2-0.
Job's not finished. Job finished? No, I don't think so.
Are you?
Why?
Why? Because we f***ing can! Because we f***ing can! And if we can, we do!
We don't care what you look like. We don't care who you voted for. Who you worship, what you worship, who you love. It doesn't matter if your dad left you millions when he died or if you knew who your father was. We have been honed into a machine of lethal moving parts that you would be wise to avoid if you know what's good for you. We will not be intimidated. We will not back down. We've seen war. We don't want war. But if you want war with the United States of America, there's one thing I can promise you, so help me God. Someone else will raise your sons and daughters.
Damn, man, what the hell are you doing? This guy will knock you on your ass. Come on, Rock, it's not a game. You want to live in the hospital for 5 weeks this time? He's hooked. He's hooked. Damn, Rock, come on! What's the matter with you?
Tomorrow. Do it tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
Not by you anyway, you little fool, whoever you are. Exactly, tell that to shut his mouth.
Keep up bringing the money.
Listen to me, you crack of money. Listen to me, okay? If I don't have that money in 24 hours, I promise to God that I will devote every second I have on this green earth to making sure you and everybody you care about suffers.
Okay, 10 hours, you own nothing, you got nothing? Do you want a Chivato on every corner, man, looking after you, watching everything you do, everything you say, man?
On the way we go! Mr. Half Tom!
His no, question is, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's his question. How the f*** up there talking? Say it like it is, you're blessed. You're blessed that I chose you. You're blessed that I chose to whoop your ass next.
I feel.
Hey, I'm not surprised, mother.
pull it. Sunday, I'm gonna f***ing kill your dreams, b***h. I wanna f***ing kill your dreams.
How much harder will you work in this offseason now to get back to the championship?
Well, I'll push myself to exhaustion.
When I count to three, I want this entire arena to scream the Mayweathers. 1, 2, 3, the Mayweathers.
If the lion is the king of the jungle, how can he be the king of the jungle? If he's not the biggest, the elephant is probably one of the big.
I'm laughing nervously. You really felt that way?
Yeah.
How did you get yourself into a frame of mind where you wanted to kill them?
So would you sit and think about it before a fight? Think about the guy you're fighting?
Absolutely. The more you hurt them, the higher you go in life. The more you hurt them, the more people love you.
Listen to me, my friend. When everything else fails, don't give up on you. Don't give up on you. Don't you dare give up on you.
If you are able to get up every morning, have no passion, no drive, no motivation, no and still get up with that kind of fire, you will be successful in life. I guarantee you that.
They left you for dead. I know what that feels like, to be left for dead after you gave everything you had.
Tell him I'm coming!
Those who have swords and know how to use them, but keep them sheathed, will inherit the world. You should be a monster. You know, because everyone says, well, you should be harmless, virtuous. You shouldn't do anyone any harm. You should sheath your competitive instinct. You shouldn't try to win. You know, you don't want to be too aggressive. You don't want to be too assertive. You want to take a back seat and all of that. It's like, no. Wrong. You should be a monster, an absolute monster, and then you should learn how to control it.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him, and that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever.
But who are you on those f***ing days when all hell's broke loose? Your body's f***ed up. You're sore. You're depressed. You're miserable. You might be getting bullied. You might be falling behind in life. Who are you on those days? When shit's all f***ed up. That's the great divide. Those people who get up on those days, when everything's f***ed up and still grind, that's the separator right there. Stay hard.
There's the tap! Still undisputed! Khabib Nurmagomedov!
What, are you gonna do something, brother? What you gonna do?
I'll do something, man.
Well, do something then. Do something then, you. Do something then, dude.
To the king, he said, King, I can't fight your fight. I got to fight my fight. It's about fighting our fight. It ain't about wins and losses. It's about loyalty. It's about understanding. I'm gonna make the play, or I'm gonna watch the play be made. It's simple. It's about winning one-on-one battles. Fight through fight. It's our fight to fight. 1-6 doesn't define who you are. What defines who you are is what you do when you 1-6. Mm-hmm. What the man you will fight for. Just everything you got today. Not because of the schoolboy, but because when this game ends, you have a brother to call for life. Knowing you gave everything you had. That's why you play as a Raven. That's why you fight as a Raven. That's why no matter what nobody on the outside says, fight your fight. David found a way to fight his fight.
And you better be showing me what you made of! Go! Go, this! Hell! Wrap the f***! Hell, baby!
Please, my feet!
Go! You gotta go! Go, this!
Passion is free. Nobody can charge you for passion. Nobody can tell you what passion looks like. Because that's all about you. Effort is isolated. The reason why effort is isolated, because nobody can dictate it. Effort is 100% in the mind. No coach, no player, nobody else can make you run to the ball. Nobody else can make you finish the tackle. Nobody else can do it. That's why it's the most isolated things in this earth right now, is effort. And when you finally figure it out, how to win real battles, it's found through fundamentals. That's what wins championships.
And I just said, just shut up and let me enjoy this pain. I don't want anything to numb it.
Figure out what price you are willing to pay for what you want.
Well, life took me somewhere unexpected. I'm unprepared.
It's about 6 degrees out here, and I'm underdressed, but guess what? No one gives a f-. Sometimes life can really hijack your f-ing mind. When that happens to you, you're all f-ed up. Your goals, your ambitions, everything is out the f-ing window. In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the f- over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you failed a test in school. You worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the f- test. Get over it. Move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't get it. Someone else does. Maybe they kiss better ass than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours. Get after it. Stay hard. Over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you failed a test in school. You worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the f- test. Get over it. Move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't f- get it. Someone else does. Maybe they kiss better ass than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours.
You have no idea who the f*** I am.
We have a responsibility and a duty to be fathers, not to just make babies. And you can't expect any good to come to you if you don't visit any good on your son or your daughter.
To think I am the best guy out there. I don't care if LeBron's playing.
Hey, man, you banging on my door like you the motherfucking police.
Bo Lamont.
Yeah, I ain't nobody unless you buying.
You know who I am?
Shit. Okay, I got you.
You looking for two girls. One of them might have had the sweatshirt on. Where they at?
Shit. Let me find out y'all up here tripping over some bitches, man. Come on.
Game. Let me ask you a question. What you want?
To give you a choice. See, you're in my house, fatso, and you didn't ask permission. So you and your friends can leave now, or they can carry your fat out in a bucket. Now I'll count to three.
Do you know who you're talking to?
One. Two.
Run at 1 o'clock in the morning, no one thing. I was grinding. Stay hard.
Titanium awaiting, demanding, undisputed USA light heavyweight champion of the world, John Bones.
So important because everybody just wants to be comfortable. Everybody wants to sit in the car. I don't want to go outside. It's cold. I don't want to do this. It's hot. Like, you've got to do things that you don't want to do because you show your body that your mind is the boss. Your
yeah.
mind is telling your body what to do, and then you have control. Your motivation. Keep motivation. You need discipline because motivation's not there every day. I'm missing motivation most days.
Fail. Have some heart!
Everyone wants this to be great, but no one wants to put the work into it. So they're just a f***ing wannabe. No one wants to be more than that. Because a wannabe into a wannabe more calls effort, action, to do something with your life. Causes the nails and the bolts and the tools to come out and get turned on. The sweat equity is dripping and believing in something. Everyone else is like, oh, I'm so sorry for this. You know, it looks bad. This is a transformation, guys, into greatness. Just like your body, you come in here, the gym, you're dying, man. It's hurting, you know? You know, it's just like you're sore the next day. You got that Dom's effect going on. And it's like, oh my God. But you believe in the process. You continue the journey. And what happens is it starts to become alive. It starts to take fruition. You see it. You go from weak to strong, from fat to thin, from soft to hard. The transformation in between, no one wants to look at. You got the signs. You got to apologize for making yourself better. Who the f*** is believing that?
You ain't no boy no more. This ain't no base. This ain't no, I want to go party. You've given up that right when you had kids. Hey, party's over with, out of time. Got time to be party no more. Now it's time to create a legacy now. You had your fun. Now get to work. Now build a legacy. I'm going to raise him to be a man. You don't wear nobody else's name. They eating off of that. Your family ain't gonna eat off that. You gonna get a check. We building money for generations to come. You don't work for nobody else. I didn't put you in school to go get your best talent to some other man. I put you to work for this legacy. You work for your family. You don't got no options. You don't work nowhere else. You don't work for nobody else. You work for your mama. You work for your sister. You work for your aunts. You work for your grandma. You work for your family. You work for your kid.
No doubt. Doubt should be eliminated. You should be a doubt annihilator. You should be an annihilator of doubt. You kill people in the ring, you should kill doubt in your mind and in your soul and your heart. Kill it. It's dead. Fight it every day because it's going to be hard. It's not going anywhere.
Every giant in your life, slay him. You go back and slay him. Don't kill him, slay him. Step up to the plate. Who got next? Who else wants some?
You're not in here to get an achievement. You're in here to pay your f***ing dues so later in life you never wonder what if. We're putting the work in now so we never wonder what if. Not run by the clock. Our competition's f***ing asleep right now. We're getting ahead of that competition.
I love war. I love the act of war. I love the players in war. I love the philosophy of war. I'm invincible. I'm a savage. I'm ferocious. I'm the smartest savage.
The one mentality that you must have in life is that regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind. I don't want to do half that I do, but still I grind. And that one day, you see me down a dark alley.
I don't want to see a smile on that face after the game. The ultimate disrespect is when somebody takes what's yours. And this is our game. It's our time. And this is the guy's trying to take it from us.
Somebody out there said I'm working harder than you.
You think things are gonna just go your way? Well, they're not gonna just go your way. You gotta make them go your way. You think things are gonna just happen for you? Well, they're not just gonna happen for you. You gotta make them happen.
There is always gonna be champions. With your name, this is your choice. You wanna put your name there? Okay, work hard. No? Bye-bye. Very simple. Nothing special.
I think depression's a luxury.
Wow.
Because where I'm from, you can't afford to be depressed. You got to pay the bill, right?
Right.
So you got to go to work. You got to get up. You got to go do what you got to do. You might don't. They got people right now that's at work don't feel like being there.
Mm-hmm.
But they got responsibilities, so they, yes, feel, they feel uncomfortable while they're working.
Rest them on the run.
Time to take them, Michael.
Business first.
They took Michael last night.
Holly, business first.
I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
I literally put myself in a fire. Repeatedly, like a sword. You put a sword in the fire repeatedly and repeatedly. If you keep on doing that, you're gonna get a nice sword.
You gotta be hungry. People that are hungry are willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have. People that are hungry believe, always strive to get on top in life because it's the bottom that's overcrowded.
A real man in the dark, when nobody's watching, he putting in work. A real man, when coach ain't even watching, he's studying film on his own. Because he loves the process.
If you will be a champion, if you will be a beast, you're going to have to go through something. Ain't nobody going to hand you nothing. Ain't nobody going to hand you no champ. Be phenomenal or be forgotten. One, two, three.
Be phenomenal, be forgotten.
One, two, three.
Be phenomenal.
Don't even come close.
You're not give up. You're not feel like you're tired. When you're tired, think of last year and think of that f***ing record. Every time I get tired or I think I can't go no more, I think of that f***ing record. That ain't us. We can make it. We got to believe. We got to be mentally strong. When we tired, look across the field and see how tired they are. That should give you more effort. Be like, I'm going to beat his ass. I'm going to get fundamentally strong. Everybody's great when they're not tired. The champions is when they tired, that's when the real champions come out. That's when that real dog come out. Cause if you go piss like a puppy, stay on the porch and let the big dog see. Let him on the field. Have some heart. I'ma get fundamentally strong.
You tell me good luck.
I don't need luck to perform. I decide when to perform good. I am in control. Those things doesn't change me. I change my own game.
You need to put yourself on punishment. You need to tell you no more TV. No more alcohol, not right now. You need to tell you that you owe you something. Stop going back to, you keep going to the mall with the receipt. This is what y'all said it was. Well, you didn't do what you were supposed to do, so how am I going to do what I'm supposed to do for you?
If by any measure, I'm a monster.
You are the devil.
There is no nobility in poverty. I have been a rich man and I have been a poor man, and I choose rich every f***ing time. So you listen to me and you listen well. Are you behind on your credit card bills? Good, pick up the phone and start dialing. Is your landlord ready to evict you? Good, pick up the phone and start dialing. Does your girlfriend think you're a f***ing worthless loser? Good, pick up the phone and start dialing. I want you to deal with your problems by becoming rich. Because at least as a rich man, when I have to face my problems, I show up in the back of a limo wearing a $2,000 suit and a $40,000 gold f***ing watch.
I beat you after a weekend of cocaine.
Once you start questioning yourself, you already lost. Once you start questioning yourself, once you start going into a state of depression, and you start being by yourself, and you start thinking and wondering, once you start wondering, you already lost. Even if you don't believe, believe. I'm the best right now. And if you want to go through motivational speaking, you got to go through me. Ain't nobody doing it like this. They all wear a shirt and tie. Ain't nobody bring hip-hop to motivation. I must be the greatest. I shook up motivational speaking. I changed the whole genre. I must be the greatest. Not because I'm cocky, but I gotta tell myself I'm the best if I'm gonna be the best. I gotta believe in me.
Fine, but do not but 1 second f*** around with what I gotta do to get mine, because I promise you, there is nothing I'm not prepared to do.